This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
Welcome back to Enterprise Biz Bytes. My name is Rich Bradbury. I'm in the studio with
Christine Wong.
We're asking you about how you consume your streaming media, whether or not it's via a home theater setup, just your TV, via your laptop, or on a mobile device. And the reason that we're asking this question is, of course, because it's a pandemic and a lot of people have started watching stuff at home, and a lot of the major blockbusters are being announced for direct-to-streaming release, including Wonder Woman 1984, which will be the first film on HBO Max to come in 4K and Dolby Atmos. That's what we're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
We'll get back to that in a minute, though, after we've had a quick update from the KLCI at break, courtesy of Christine.
So the KLCI is currently up by 0.04% at 1,622 points. Active stocks include Yongtai Berhad, Top Builders, and Sapura Energy. I believe that's Top Builders Capital, so sorry. And Sapura Energy. The ringgit is up against the... This is all... That's hidden, so that's interesting. Up against the US dollar at 4.07, up against the... And I can't read any of those now.
It's okay. It's up against the US dollar.
But we know what it's up against the US dollar at.
Yes, 4.07. Seven. There we go. Right. Let's move
that
on.
That was
then.
A bit of a struggle. We do have some responses here on Instagram about our question of the day. And they include E-7 says mobile device followed by laptop. PDX3156 says 4K on TV. But honestly, anything at 1080p looks good enough.
Right.
I agree with. Thank you. Noor Diana says TV and mobile device.
TV and mobile device.
Yes.
Yeah, I'm about in that category as well. I very rarely watch it on my PC, you know, and I've got two decent screens. And the only thing I did watch last week on my PC, actually, was that ridiculous press conference that Donald Trump gave.
Oh.
And I sat through all 43 minutes of it, and I have no idea why. It was entertaining, though. I will say that.
You don't need 1080p for that.
You don't need 1080p. You don't even need 360 for that, you know?
Oh.
But then again, let's move on, shall we? Don't forget that question. How do you consume your streaming media? TV, theatre setup, laptop, mobile device, let us know, WhatsApp, Twitter and Instagram. So you have this question about whether or not we need to worry about our smart TVs spying on us.
Yeah. So streaming media has kept most of us sane throughout the social and physical isolation of the pandemic. But our smart TVs may have provided a getaway, a gateway for data privacy violations in the process. Smart TVs have become an indispensable part of many a living room. With their internet connection and apps, they allow viewers to stream video from various services, and many TVs have Google Assistant, Alexa, or even Siri integrated, or at least they're compatible with them, which enable the TVs and other smart home devices to be voice controlled, which is, I will admit, very cool. However, because they're connected to the internet, it's pretty much inevitable that smart TVs will collect and transmit user data, some of which can be used for personalized advertising. A study by Germany's Federal Cartel Office found that a person's TV watching behavior, app usage, surfing and clicking habits, and even biometric data like voice or cursor movements can potentially be recorded and evaluated. Among other things, the manufacturers can transmit the location and IP address, which can be forwarded, for example, to Netflix and third-party advertising providers, regardless of whether or not you actually have an account with a streaming provider like Netflix. In addition, the device type and location, as well as its serial number and the name of the Wi-Fi network, can be recorded, all of which, theoretically, could be used to create a user profile. And how intensively data is collected depends on the manufacturer. But the primary problem is users cannot see what data is being collected. You know how on laptops or even mobile devices, it will kind of say, you know, do you consent to so-and-so? Not happening with TVs. The manufacturers don't reveal that. And according to that study by Germany's Federal Cartel Office, the data protection regulations of the smart TV manufacturers examined shows serious transparency deficiencies. In addition, it's practically impossible for people to find out about a manufacturer's data protection policies before buying one of their devices. However, there are opportunities present to prevent the collection and use of your data. Ideally, when you're first setting up your TV, choosing to prevent data collection has no influence on the other features, even if the manufacturer suggests that it does. But if some feature subsequently doesn't work, you can always choose to re-enable data access in the TV settings later. Another option is to create a blacklist on your internet router so that the TV can only use certain servers, but this is time-consuming and really only suitable for people who know what they're doing. Also, apps that aren't used by the television should be uninstalled. Every app, especially if it's not kept updated, is an additional security and data protection risk.
Does it bother you, this?
I've given up. I've said this before on air, where I have become so cynical and so I've just taken it for granted that my data is being sold constantly, you know, whether or not I've actively consented to it or not.
Mm.
I've been on social media since I was 12.
Mm.
I'm a slave to the machines now.
As I mentioned to you when I came in this morning, mm-hmm. I have a smart TV, and when it was originally set up, they set it up in a particular way where I was only allowed access to apps that are available in the what is effectively the Malaysian app store, if you like.
Okay.
And it was very, very limited to what I could get. Then I switched over and reinstalled the software for the TV and gave myself access to the American version. And the amount of content that I received having switched over to the American was ridiculous.
Yeah.
It was like I had instant access to all cable news networks almost instantly.
Mm-hmm.
Free movie channels with actual real movies on them, mm-hmm. which meant that I'm like, well, I almost don't need Netflix anymore.
Right.
Things like HBO Max popped up, Disney Plus popped up. All of these things that I'm like, I'd been bereft of mm-hmm. for months suddenly became available. On the flip side, what had started happening is between me streaming news, mm-hmm. every now and again it would say, we'll be right back, when there was actually no break on the cable news network, and it popped in an advert,
right?
Specifically based around my TV manufacturer's stuff.
Mm.
And so at first I'm like, what's
bringing that on?
I knew what was doing it, but it made me question as to what I have given this TV permission to do these kind of things.
Yeah.
But you're right. It, stuff like I have a Google Home and I have a couple of those, and the idea of what data on me is it now collect has become that point, like you, Chris, where I'm like, it doesn't really matter because they have so much data on me already that
you might as well.
I might as well.
You might as well enjoy the convenience and sell your soul.
Yeah, and the fact that I can wake up in the morning and say, switch on the TV, or I can say, switch on the lights,
so, yeah,
go to Netflix, and it just does it.
This is the thing. So we just got a new TV out of necessity, kind of, because our much like you, our old TV, the speakers were completely blown out.
Right.
But this TV does have voice controls, and I have been loving it.
Mm-hmm.
It is so fun to tell your TV what to do, and then it just does it.
Yeah.
However, now that I've read this article, I'm thinking to myself, ooh, my TV knows my voice now.
Yeah.
That is terrifying.
The fact that these devices can distinguish between your voice and your mum's voice and your dad's voice, and even if, here's the thing, if you have created playlists on Spotify, for mm-hmm, example, mm-hmm, individually,
mm-hmm,
and you say, play my playlist, it will play just your playlist.
Will it?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Which is very smart. Let's get some feedback.
Yeah.
Maggie Best. Maggie has shelved the idea of a full cinematic sound effect gadget for my TV because I don't have a soundproof room and I want to avoid complaints from neighbours. So far, I used to rely on headphones, but they aren't that comfortable after a while and they somehow or other have a relatively short lifespan.
Mm-hmm.
Can't do movie binging on any type of screen smaller than a TV. My eyes tend to tear up and I don't think it's old age. Maggie, I can tell you from somebody who has to wear headphones all day, mm-hmm, every day, get a pair of headphones that cover your ears entirely and do not sit on the top of your headphones, your ears, but actually cover your ears entirely. It's a world of difference. You'll be able to wear them all day.
Yeah. We've got some responses on Instagram as well. Art Mad Lad says, usually mobile devices are for entertainment because computers are for classes for me. Lavinia and JumperJacks86 both says, Lavinia says mobile device, JumperJacks86 says TV and mobile, Solvenex says laptop and mobile, I'm David the Kyung says laptop, and Ivawa says mobile phone. So quite a variety of options here. And we've also got a tweet from Ramli Sirup, who says, although social distancing helps, if you're using mobile devices to view streaming content in public, please use headphones, or I'll pray one day your neighbor will buy a karaoke set. And by that, Ramli, you basically mean that you want me to be their neighbor. I am my own karaoke set. Thank you very much.
Yes. People walking around listening and watching stuff without a pair of headphones is one of my pet peeves, I have to admit.
Also, just buy headphones, please.
Yeah, please buy headphones. Right. On to another piece of feedback here on WhatsApp from number ending 9400. From my experience, I still cannot be satisfied with streaming programs. I still prefer downloading and playing them on my home theatre. 1080 is fine, but I have some movies now on 4K, which are stunning visually. Mm. One 4K movie I love is Shutter Island, with stunning visuals. We haven't even got into 4K fully, and now 8K is on the way. Be a while before that's mainstream, to be fair, and the price of TVs and the cost to entry on that, bit of a barrier for most people right now.
Just a little bit.
I think we're okay for a few years. Time for a break. Lynyrd Skynyrd, I Know a Little, here on BFM 89.9.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my or find us on iTunes. BFM 89.9, the business station.